far as getting over the loss on Saturday, how has it been? Just considering the fact that that was a game that you guys lost pretty convincingly. It wasn't like it was down to the wire necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough game, and it's something you can't think about too much afterwards. I mean, you just got to take it, learn from it. You know, it's just something we got to correct. And, you know, going into this week, we have to, you know, clean the slate. And it's a totally different team, totally different challenge. And so we have to take what happened last week and, you know, use it as motivation for this week.
Yeah, you say that Purdue's a totally different team, a totally different challenge. How?
They just different things they run. You know, that's just you know, more spread out type team, and more so as the teams we saw a couple weeks before Michigan State, like that. And they're a good team. It's a different challenge, and it should be a good measure of what our character's like.
I knew their two quarterbacks different.
How are their two quarterbacks different? Yeah, I mean, the one's, you know, more of a sit back type passer, and then the other ones, you know, he can beat you either way. You know, he can tuck it and run and stuff like that. And you know, it's nothing we haven't seen before from quarterbacks we've played all year. But you know, they're both pretty good, and you know, it'll be a tough challenge.
You've seen it before. But when you go into this week and you're preparing for that, like, how does the preparation change as opposed to when you're facing just one quarterback, like you say last week when you were facing?
Yeah, it's you're gonna have to put some different things in your defense to be able to play for both types of guys and for the different things they run with each quarterback. So it's more of a mental aspect when you have to prepare for two rather than just one, and especially when it's two guys that can beat you with their arm and on their feet, as opposed to, you know, more of a sit back in the pocket type guy. So yeah, it's, you know, it's more of a challenge, and you know, it's just something we got to be ready for.
It's been over a full calendar year now since this team's won a road game. The longer this goes on, is there something mental with it, or is there anything you put your finger on? Is this losing streak kind of continues, I guess?
You know, I think it's just coming up, showing, you know, being ready to play each and every week. And you know, we just obviously we have to do a better job of that, you know, whether it's at home or on the road. You know, we just got to show up ready to play, and you know, things don't change. It's still a football game, and you know, it's still it doesn't matter if it's on the road or at home. You still got to show up ready to play.
I know you were on the sidelines, obviously, when the offense is out there, but when you see all those Michigan State players going down with injuries, did you ever reach a point where you're like, okay, maybe something isn't right here?
I mean, that's, you know, that's something out of my control. You know, I can't really have anything to say about that. That's within their team, and you know, I can't control what they do. You know, all we could focus on is what we were doing, and you know, we were just trying to figure out how to, you know, come back and beat those guys.
Is that a tactic that you've noticed before, maybe gone up against, like whether it be high school or other teams trying to do that?
No, I've never experienced anything like that. You know, I've never seen it, and it's something I don't, you know, I can't really say anything about it. You know, it's within their team, and it's something they decided, whatever they're trying to do, and you know, it's nothing we can control.
Could you see yourself doing that? No huddle offense?
Oh, no, definitely not. I don't. Nothing that we would do. It's just we know how we're supposed to play, and you know, that's what we're gonna do, and you know, what other teams do is out of our control.
You're number 5, and you've changed. You were number 49, right?
Yep.
I'm doing a goofy story about numbers.
Yeah.
And 49, I imagine, was one that was just given to you.
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of weird having a, you know, it was more of a linebacker type number, you know, and I was number 5 in high school, and I just wanted to go back to something, you know, that's what I was, you know, always had, and that's what I've grown up with. So that's just,
you wanted it.
Yeah, it was something I wanted. You know, I just went to ask coach, and you know, he said that was fine.